Head over to the livestock side. I know the weather's been a big factor for them as well. Lack of grilling season movement-wise, but still seeing some decent numbers when it comes to cash prices last week.
Well, we are, but that can evaporate this time of the year pretty quickly. And so we're recommending to producers to be very cautious because this cattle market just is really struggling here and can't seem to hang on to rallies very well. The cash market this week, of course, there's nothing done yet. We tend to think that cash at best will be steady, and it wouldn't surprise us if it actually ends up lower.
Is the Memorial Day purchases, Sue, already taken care of?
They pretty much are, yes. And the other thing is that the feeder market is, I think, dragging the fats back a little bit, too.
What are your thoughts on how these hogs have been trading?
Well, the hog market, you know, is very tenuous. You know, a lot of times this time of the year, as you go towards June is usually a good month. But the hog market looks very vulnerable to me, too. I think rallies are going to be somewhat limited as to how aggressive the hog market gets. Here again is another meat market, and I fear that our export demand hasn't been as what we would like it to be. The grilling season is off to a slow start, albeit it seems like that's more effective on beef. But still, even on pork, you know, pork chops are good on the grill. One thing, and this may not have anything to do with it, Susan, but one thing that I would be a little bit wondering about this year is that the East Coast, you know, has a lot of population out there that likes to grill. And I'm just wondering how bad the cicada situation is going to be this year. You know, this is that 17-year cycle where they come to out of the ground, and they're saying that the population of the cicadas will be 600 to 1, 600 cicadas to one human. That's not good. And I'm wondering if it's really as bad as they say it's going to be, I'm wondering if that couldn't hamper grilling.